What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to this video about Gavin Newsom's 28th Amendment proposal. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. You see the website scrolling below. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz for your music, product, brand, or your service. Also, you can email promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com for any questions that you may have. Let's get into this.
Just made by Governor Gavin Newsom. In an exclusive interview with the Today Show this morning, Newsom says he wants to propose a new 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
It would affect the entire country when it comes to gun control. If passed, it would restrict access to guns in all 50 states.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They tell us we have to stand by and watch tragedy after tragedy unfold in our communities. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism.
I want you to keep in mind that every gun law this so-called 28th Amendment wants to do on the federal level, California already has. Yet California has had the most mass shootings in the U.S. from 1982 to 2023. But Gavin Newsom is so brilliantly stupid that he wants to do on the national level what's not even working on his state level. That's like Lizzo telling me that I should eat the same way she does in order to lose weight.
Without violating the Second Amendment. And the thoughts and prayers are the best we can do.
Correction. The only way you want to stop domestic terrorism is by violating the Second Amendment. There's a difference. Nice try, though.
I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear.
Find it ironic that your idea to reclaim our freedom from fear is to take away our freedoms. How does banning the most popular rifle bought and used for self-defense and used in less than 1% of gun deaths is a way to reclaim our freedom from fear? Sounds like to me you're projecting your fear of armed citizens who can't be pushed around by a heavy-handed government.
Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution.
You don't form a more perfect union by taking away people's fundamental rights. I can't think of anything more divisive than a rich political elitist who is surrounded by armed security 24/7 telling a single parent mother living in the south side of Chicago that she can't own an AR-15 to protect her home, or someone who is disabled and living alone that they can't own a pistol caliber carbine for self-defense. Sounds more like a more perfect division of elitism to me, but what do I know? I'm just a silly little civilian to you.
So today, I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines four additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
The fact that
I'm going to take this one first. The fact that if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. The fact that you can send an 18-year-old to war with the same gun that you want to ban, and he can die for the country, factually makes you a freaking hypocrite. I mean, this dude is a freaking hypocrite. What are we talking about here, man? Did he really say that? That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That if you're not old enough to buy a beer, well, what is And what does buying a beer have to do with having the right to defend yourself? I swear these people want you to bring a pair of brass knuckles to a gunfight. That's what they want. Let's keep it moving.
But he's equating the ability to buy alcohol to a constitutional right is wild. And ironic, considering the only amendment ever to be repealed was the 18th Amendment. You know.
Ding, 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 ding.
The one that tried to ban alcohol in the United States. Keep in mind, an 18-year-old has to pay.
And before he goes any further, how violent did it get when they prohibition? Prohibition pretty much brought in the super gangster violence in Chicago, man. Like, you see how that panned out when they took away people's rights to drink alcohol, which is a my body, my choice issue. You know, it's funny how people always want to throw that my body, my choice out there only when it suits them. Let's keep it moving.
Taxes, can vote, join the military, make contracts in their own name, and are completely independent. So what Gavin Newsom is saying is that an 18-year-old living on their own doesn't deserve the right to have a gun for protection.
It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime.
Oh, really?
Because, you know what, before he goes further, most of the truly dangerous people have illegal weapons. Let's throw that out on the table right now. Most of the truly dangerous people aren't legally acquiring their guns. They're illegally acquiring their guns. That's why Gavin Newsom deserves an Oscar with this horse shit, man. I mean, the way he's just saying it, presenting it, he deserves an Oscar, man. Go ahead and give him the fucking Oscar with this horse shit.
California has the most mass shootings in the country, and California has universal background checks, and not to mention, from 1966 to 2019, 77% of mass shooters obtained their weapons they used in the crime legally, i.e. they had a background check. I've exposed the con that is universal background checks before. It's merely a backdoor way of establishing a national gun registration, which history has proven over and over again is always subsequently used to confiscate guns from the people.
And, you know, that stat he broke down was just basically breaking down California's mass shooting stats that they still got. That's the thing. All the mass shootings are definitely like legal guns because those are kids stealing them from their parents. But like what's going on in Chicago and all the gang violence, when you add up gang violence and armed robberies and things of that nature, those are all illegal guns. And I would argue that's more dangerous because there's a far more armed robberies going on. There's far more one-on-one killings, far more gang shootings, far more killings over drugs, money. More people get killed over women, like fighting over women, than there are mass shootings. Let's keep it moving.
It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases.
Reasonable to who? I'm sure Kara Bowen didn't think her waiting period was reasonable.
Had a restraining order and security cameras, but nothing was enough to save Carol Brown's life from a bitter ex-boyfriend who came to her house and stabbed her multiple times until she died. Carol knew the only way to protect herself was with a gun, but she was still waiting for her permit to be approved long after New Jersey's 30-day waiting period had passed. Did that state's gun laws play a role in her death?
She died.
You know, that's what kills me about when they say I take away the guns. But so now all the criminals are going to have guns that we're supposed to bring a knife to a gunfight. And unfortunately, they wanted this lady to bring a pair of brass knuckles to a knife fight or a butter knife to a knife fight. That's the thing. They act like people. There ain't a lot of killings with just knives as well. like, people are violent. People kill people, not guns. Guns don't get up and walk out the house by themselves and pull the trigger themselves.
In a stabbing, a brutal stabbing by this fellow, Eitel, waiting for the state of New Jersey and their local police to approve an application to purchase a handgun.
And it bans civilians from buying assault rifles. Those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw.
So let me get this straight. Our founding fathers had the foresight to write our Constitution, the oldest and longest standing codified national constitution in force in the world today, but couldn't foresee that their personal rifles that they used to fight for this country's independence wouldn't become more advanced after 200 years? Never trust a politician who calls you a civilian instead of a citizen. It's dismissive and a huge indicator that he doesn't see you as an equal and believes that instead of working for you, he rules over you.
Guarantee states as well the ability to enact common sense gun safety laws.
Whoa, this is where I gotta stop. Did this guy really say common sense? If he had any common sense, he would have never said, if you're not old enough to buy beer, then you shouldn't be old enough to purchase a gun. Because if he had any common sense, he would have never made that statement. He would have the common sense to know that you can send somebody to war at 18 years old and they could die for this country, but they can't even, like, it's a complete lack of common sense that you can sit there and say, all right, here you go, kid. Here's this automatic weapon. I need you to go to war. I need you to fight and possibly die for this country. But when you get home, you can't defend yourself. You have to defend this country. But when you come home, you can't defend yourself. You can't defend your household. You can't defend your family. What are we talking about here? That is a total lack of common sense. Let's keep it moving.
Leaving the Second Amendment intact and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. The 28th locks in the common sense constitutional protections that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support.
First,
the Second Amendment is not a tradition. It's a right, fool. The fact that you call it a tradition is the very reason our founding fathers wrote the Second Amendment.
Yeah, the fact that he's comparing it to, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, you know, the right to defend your home. And like I said, I got a 12 gauge behind my couch right here. You know, I could just pull my couch up and whatnot, and it's back there. But, like, it's just collecting dust. I mean, it's for self-defense only. It's not for offense. It's for defense. If somebody decides they want to come in my house and harm me, I'm going to turn them into Swiss cheese, you know? But I don't want to never have to use it. I hope I never have to use it. You know what I'm saying? Hope I never have to use it on anybody. But the way things are getting, the way they're going, like this right here, after listening to this, I'm convinced liberals want civil war. I'm totally convinced that far left, radical, Democrats, liberals, progressives, whatever the hell you want to call them, they want civil war. They want it. And I don't think they know what they're asking for.
In the first place, they knew actors of the government, such as yourself, would try to restrict the people's ability to own arms. So they codified that right in the Bill of Rights by telling you, the government, that our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's why you have to come up with this goofy 28th Amendment as a sophomore way to get around the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights, which guarantees civil rights and liberties to the individual, like the right to keep and bear arms. The founding fathers wrote the Bill of Rights to tell you, the government, what it can't do. This stupid 28th Amendment literally does the opposite. Second, if so many people agree with these laws at the percentages he showed, all of these laws would be law already. 87% of background checks, 81% for raising minimum age, 77% for waiting periods, and 61% for banning so-called assault weapons? Why the hell would you need to pass a whole new amendment instead of just getting a federal law passed? Further, if you had this much support for these laws, why are the comments in the comment section turned off in this video? I'll tell you why. Because these numbers are bull. When it comes to how the actual country feels about these laws. He got these numbers from a Fox News poll where via telephone, they asked approximately 900 people by way of a process called random digit dialing. Last I checked, 900 people out of a country of over 300 million is hardly an indication of what the country thinks.
Just saying. Yeah, I don't know who those motherfuckers were, but none of those people speak for me. I like this guy, man. I think his name's Colin Noir. He's the face. He's the face and voice of the Second Amendment right now, man. I mean, to be honest with you, you would almost think he would be some gung-ho redneck white dude or something, or maybe even like what's that dude, Jocko something, the military cat, Jocko something. I can't think of his last name. You would think it might be him, but this cat is the. This cat's the face for the Second Amendment, man. If I want to go and listen to anything that has to deal with keeping my 12-gauge shotgun so I can protect myself, which I basically got during the lockdowns because, common sense. Gavin Newsom talking about common sense. Common sense, which should tell you, the longer they kept the lockdowns, the worse crime was going to get. You know, because people are going to be out of jobs more and more and more and more and more and more and more, you know. And I would argue that liberals wanted to keep it locked down even more. Let's hear this last little bit. What do you got to say, though?
Right. Lastly, guns are common sense. The Second Amendment is common sense. If you live in a world where bad people do bad things to good people, good people having an effective means to protect themselves is common sense. There is nothing common sense about a law that makes it harder for people to protect themselves. So, a couple of days ago, I gave away these three Surefire lights to three people who are part of my membership program. YouTube membership is a subscription service that allows you to support what this channel does regarding the Second Amendment. There are three groups, the Pew Pew Life, the Militia, and the Ammosexuals. Each group comes with their own benefits and perks. And as I said in the previous video, I will frequently be doing unofficial giveaways to my members in these groups. If you want to learn how to join, click the join button that is next to the subscribe button. But if you don't see that button, I also put a link in the description section of this video. Guns aren't...
You know what? Somebody tried to shit talk me on my BitChute. Like, when I upload videos to BitChute always... BitChute and Rumble, every now and then I get the shit-talking comments. If somebody tried to shit-talk me of, I guess the video I was reacting to, they's like, why didn't you fast-forward their sponsorship ad? Because this is the thing. When I'm reacting to a content creator that I like and I support, yes, I let their ads run on my joint as well. Just like I didn't stop it when he was talking about the giveaway or whatnot. You know? Because that's how you're supposed to do. Like, if you support the content, then support the content. But this idea that I can't let their sponsors play on my podcast is bogus, you know? It's so bogus. But this guy, you know, he's got all his ducks in a row. He's got all his facts out there. He's got his evidence. He's got his proof. And he basically said what I said. There's nothing common sense about what Gavin Newsom said. Nothing. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.